Have you ever heard the term a turn of corn?
Yes, sir.
What is that?
You shell your corn, put it in a sack, tie it up, and take it to the gristmill.
And that what's in the sack is a turn of corn.
That's a turn of corn.
So it's kind of a measure then, isn't
That's
it?
That's right.
If you come in and turn on the lamp and the lamp doesn't work, you might say, well, I may need to put in a new
bulb.
Okay. What about a thing that you might gather eggs in?
Well, they just do mostly in baskets.
Okay. We were talking about a barrel a minute ago. What about a smaller one that nails might come in?
Keg.
Okay. And around a barrel or a keg, you'd have metal bands that are called what?
Hoops.
Okay. And a thing that you might stick in the mouth of a bottle to keep something from spilling out?
A bone.
Okay. What about things that you blow on to make music?
French horn.
Okay. Have you ever seen something that you hold and flip this way?
Yeah, I've pinched my lip many times.
Boy, I tell you, that hurts too. What is that?
Juice horn.
Yeah. Somebody brought me one of those back from somewhere on vacation, and if I didn't catch my lips, I just about knocked my teeth down my throat with it. In order to drive a nail, you've got to have a good what?
Hammer.
Okay. What different kinds of hammers can you think of?
Well, there's a claw hammer, a ball hammer, slug hammer.
Okay.
I guess that covers.
What is a ball hammer?
Well, sir, it ain't got no claws, and at the one end is flat, it's like an ordinary hammer, and the other end it's rounded off.
Oh, yeah. Well, what in the world would you use something like that round part for?
Well, different thing. Used to when you was working in the shop, you know, fixing horseshoes and such that, sometimes you'd use it.
Okay. On the front of a wagon, you've got a thing that sticks the way out, and that's called a what?
Dashboard.
Okay, and the thing that you hook the horses to is the what?
Double tree.
Okay. What if you just got one horse?
Be a...
You'd hook him to the what?
Chaise.
Okay. What is the tongue of a wagon?
Well, that's for a two-horse wagon.
Okay. And that's the one, just one.
In between, that's right.
And you call that the what?
The tongue.
Okay. What about a wagon wheel on the outside of it? You've got a steel kind of a tire. What do you call that?
Well, that's what it is. It's a steel tire.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard anybody use any term for the inside wooden part that goes around?
Spokes and hub.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If a man has got a wagon load of wood or something, you say, well, he's doing what with wood?
Hauling wood.
Okay. You're talking about bringing a stump out of the field. Back before they used to blast them out of the field, you say, well, we hitched a chain to that stump and what out of the field?
Pulled it up.
Okay. What do you use to break the soil before you can plant?
Disc or brake plows.
Okay. What other kind of plows are there? There's a brake plow, and then is there a turning plow?
Turning plow. Well, that's what we call brake plow.
Have you ever heard the term a Chattanooga plow?
Oh, yeah. I've used one many of them.
What are they?
Well, ones we had was just 8-inch. They just cut 8 inches at a time, and we used one mule to them. See.
I've always wondered why they call them Chattanooga plow.
Well, they're steel plow, steel beam, and all but the handle is steel.
Maybe they were made in Chattanooga or something.
I guess they were.